Letter in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 5. This is letter number 1342. And Baruch Hashem, this is dated Yud Beis Teves, Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. And this is dated to Rabbi Shlomo Chaim. He was a mashpia in Eretz Yisrael before in Russia back with the Rabbi Chosid with all the titles, the Shadar Shalom of Racha. The Rebbe says, I am confirming receipt of your letters of the Tov Elul, the 17th of Elul, the 8th, the 22nd of Mar Cheshvan, the 4th of Kislev. He wrote many times, and certainly in timely way you received booklets, the Hemshech, and also the Kuntres of the 20th Mar Cheshvan, and my letter that was attached to it. Now I'm coming to respond on your letters. The Rebbe says, number one, he says, me too, I wish to be able to communicate in writing more regularly, li'itim tekufos. But what could I do, the Rebbe says. The Rebbe uses some Yiddish words, I guess sometimes when he feels very comfortable with somebody. The Rebbe says, they made me almost totally not in control about my time with all the occupations and the delay in my response on your letters and on your questions is in most cases ruba de ruba only because of that reason, and you should not think of any other matters that, you know, didn't answer. Number one. Number two, you kindly publicize again amongst the leadership, the Anhola, and the students a general note that I wrote in my letter of the 24th to Menachem of Tovshin Yud Aleph. That a letter from the Rebbe, wrote a long letter to Rebbe Shlomo Chaim, that the Rebbe is referencing over here, and the Rebbe says, quotes over there, the language, Eini Yedeya, Ein Lishayer, and I don't have the letter in front of me now, but the Rebbe basically said over there that, can imagine what you can accomplish over there, and, you know, I don't know whether it should come here. I'm not sure exactly the Rebbe is quoting from what he said over there, but the Rebbe is basically saying, whatever I said to you then over there, and they wanted to come to the Rebbe, and they wanted to come to study, and actually he himself wanted to come to the study, but the Rebbe said, what I said there then is now even more forceful than it was, and this publicizing of that letter is going to serve as a response to many questions. Here, the point number three, the Rebbe says, I am thanking you about the notice, about what the students are doing in saving the lives of Jewish children and about spreading out the wellsprings of Hasidus. And as far as connected to a certain student, doesn't say the name, and similar to him. So it is upon the leadership, the Anhola, especially the spiritual leadership, to see that they should occupy themselves in collecting the money and signing up and similar. Those students who anyways are occupied in these kind of matters, and not necessarily those who have a leaning or have a feeling in diligently in davening, etc. And the Rebbe says it's understood in the parenthesis that now to take them out from this needs to be done a little bit at a time in a diplomatic way. Understand, in other words, don't just let them go out. The Rebbe is basically, from what if I understand it correctly, the Rebbe was basically saying that those students that are not so learning so much or not davening so much anyways, utilize them for other things that can help benefit. And the Rebbe says, I'm surprised you need my instructions about things like this, which is very simple, obvious. The Rebbe says, by the way, I wrote to the above about changing his conduct as far as fasting and sigufim in the end of the summer, and I'm not sure whether he received my letter and whether he's listening to me. Number four, as far as the student and the reciting of Chassidus orally, since he's only 14 years old and his father is protesting, so for now let him just recite it only when it comes to special days and for Yom Tov. Number five, question, what does Hashem demand from this generation of Torah Tmimim? Who of us, the Rebbe says, knows the secret of Hashem to know for sure the above that can answer such a question? But what is appears to be, and we can say at least in a possible way, is that they prepared for us everything that was necessary and everything that is important and necessary, and they already waged our wars as well. We only have to bring the wellsprings outside. Menachem Farun Sugigret, they already prepared for us. Fernandel Gelegt of the teller, it's already been put out on all the plates already. It's been plated. We declare Achila, there's utensils to eat, it's all there. They almost removed all opposition to spreading the wellspring. So basically, we just gotta go and eat, it's all ready for us. As far as the times for studying Chassidus, the type, what kind of a study, according to my view, it needs to be, to the extent possible, as it was in Teimchit Mimim in the past. In addition to that, also about learning things quickly, as I wrote about it on the 7th day of Chanukah, Toshi Yudalev, to me, that means to cover ground and know, just know the subject, and to me, that is very important. Okay, Rebbe giving him instruction and educating a new generation. A lot of the students from that this rabbi, Rav Shlomo Chaim Kesselman, who ended up being in the leadership in the forefront of a lot of the Chabad activities throughout the years.